we spoke the other night a little bit about not about the question of gebrachs, but about the question of what items can eat on Erev Pesach. So one of the shalas that comes up, certainly many people have this minog of gebrachs, and there's a beautiful tshuva in the Tshuvas Mimamakim from Rav Ashri, who was the Rav in the Kovna Ghetto, who fielded the most horrifying shilas that any person could ever want to field, and answered all of them by heart, without any svarim. Just amazing, beautiful tshuva. So he told a story about a gentleman, his name is Moshe Goldkorn. Moshe Goldkorn, this is Pesach 1942. He was they had no flour to bake matzahs in the ghetto. And they felt very strongly, not just to become the mitzvah, obviously, but even the sense of chizuk, it would give people to be able to have matzah on Pesach, was very powerful. So he decided that he was going to become the orchestrator of smuggling in flour every single day for weeks on end, so they'd have enough flour to bake matzah. So he did every single day. He would bring in small handfuls of flour at a time, hiding it as he would come in, able at that point to already bake enough matzah for 100 people to have gazayas of matzah on the Seder night. And just a couple of days before Pesach, he gets caught by one of the guards, and the guard beats him up, and he beats him up so bad that all his teeth are broken. So he comes to Rav Ashri, Sabrachin. Why? Because he can't chew matzah. He was mosa nefer so much for the matzah, and now he's not going to be able to eat the matzah on Pesach night. And the kasha says, what do you mean? He could take, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that if you take matzah shruya, take matzah and you put it in water, you crunch it up, you put it in the water, you're technically, mikra din, you're yotz to the mitzvah of matzah. But he says, Rav Ashri, but I don't eat gebrachs. My whole life, I never ate gebrachs. I was a Hasidish guy, I don't know. Never ate gebrachs my whole life, right? Gebrachs is the those are the minhag not to eat matzah that touches water at all. So Rav Ashri in the tshuva goes through the sugya of gebrachs, and he basically points out the Shulchan Aruch writes and Aruch Chaim that the Mechaber writes yotzi adam a matzah shruya v'hu shalom nimucha. If it's already disintegrating, that doesn't work. But if it's just soaked in water, that's fine. And the Chog Yaakov passes this as well, that a person who's sick or old and can't eat matzah, which is regular matzah, is too hard. So you're allowed to soak it in water, and then you can even in theory you can drink it almost in that sense if you have to. So what is this idea of gebrach? So Shulchan Aruch Harav writes that the halacha obviously is that matzah that touches water doesn't become chametz. Nevertheless, he writes those who have the minog not to place their matzah in water are inam, they're not minam atmiyim. You don't have to. They're not crazy. Not crazy. It's a tavole am bracha, he says. So the Chacham Tzvi writes that, that's true, but absolutely the Ikar Adin is still permissible to soak matzah in water. And the Meiser Rav from the Vilna Gaon also writes that it's totally mutter. That's how you make knedelach, right? You make knedelach by taking matzah, soaking in water, and you cook it up. So the bottom line, Rashi said that he should eat matzah shruya, he should eat gebracht, he should take the matzah, crush it up, put it in water. But there's only one thing he has to do. He has to be matzah neder beforehand, because he had never in his life ever eaten gebrach, so he should be matzah neder, and then he can drink his matzah shri, and be able to mekayim the mitzvah. And he tells a story that after the psak, he's like this tremendous simcha, and that this man ended up having Mr. Goldkorn, amazing simchas yontif, that he provided so many people to have the opportunity to have matzah, and that he himself was able to do so all off, that he was maybe not even though he's the most nefesh, maybe because he was the most nefesh. And I think it's an important lesson, I think, for us also, Pesach is hard. Pesach is always hard. And we work hard, and our wives work harder. And sometimes we get to the Seder, and we're like, it's so hard, like, I wish it was over already, And, like, we should try. We should try to fight that notion of how hard it is. How hard it is part of what gives it value. The fact that it's a little bit challenging, a little bit hard. For us, it's first world problems, really, right? I can't eat this thing and that thing, and you have to, it's a little bit challenging, absolutely. But the challenge is part of what gives it value. I think the challenge is what gives it value. So I think, Be'ezras Hashem, through our hard work over the next number of days, getting ready, we should help as much as we can. We should do the hard work ourselves also. And that's Zechus, we should be Zocha to a wonderful Pesach, which we reap the rewards of that hard work and feel that simcha that comes from the mysterious nefesh that comes for fulfilling mitzvahs.